You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Hola, everyone. Welcome back to the Don't Be Ugly. Wait, what's ugly in Espanol?
Feo.
Okay. Welcome to
that
welcome.
Bad?
No, that's funny. Good. That was a good accent. Welcome back to the Don't Be Feo podcast. I'm your host, Caroline, and this is my co-host, my brother, or just brother for short, or bro. Just call him. No, don't call him bro.
Bro, mama.
Bro, mama.
Yeah.
You're so funny.
Your mama.
If anyone wants to like be considered to be the new co-host of this podcast, just DM us because Philip is not really cutting it these days. Like literally he can't even use a knife.
She tried to replace me last week with my mom, but my mom,
I think people liked it more though.
I don't think they did.
I think they did.
My mom kind of flopped. I was way better than she could ever be.
She fell off the diving board once and you won't let it go.
Yeah, she freaking belly flopped.
Yeah.
It was so embarrassing in front of all my friends.
You have friends?
More than you.
Yeah, that's
I have like three.
True. Oh.
Me, myself, and I.
Then, it's just me, myself, and I. Oh, yeah, I just want to, like, thank you guys. That's a good song. I just want to thank you guys for watching this podcast and being so dedicated. I hope you guys are beautiful. Thanks.
By now, you better be. It's what, episode 8?
Yeah, 9.
9?
Yeah.
Doesn't that mean
time
no
flies.
In German?
I love that band.
9?
9.
It's like no in German.
Yeah, but Time Flies is a band. That was a better joke.
I'm just saying if you want to learn languages.
Anyway, so, I'm not listening to you. Anyway, so
we just want to thank you guys because we have been on the top charts.
Yeah.
So Antarctica, no other podcast streams there. So we started streaming there. So we're automatically number one.
Yeah, we're the first ones because we like had our dad go and plant a satellite there just for the scientists to listen to us. Because he said it was just because they want to be entertained with our podcast. But I am concerned. I do think they are just studying us.
The scientists were like experiment.
Yeah, we're an experiment.
So. Well, I think like if aliens had to see one thing to represent like humanity,
yeah,
and like judge us, I think they should see this podcast.
Sorry, I don't think I'm gonna let other humans judge us. The only
they're not humans, they're aliens.
Okay, well, I'm not gonna let other creatures judge us.
Creatures.
The only person that can judge me is the Supreme Court. So sorry, I love RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Wait, Ruth Bader, is she like a?
A beta?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Is that a fish?
I think.
The beta fish.
Well, speaking of the Supreme Court, I think we should make a basketball court to prosecute.
When you have a lift?
To prosecute.
Which is fine if you do. Yeah. Don't cancel me.
I think we should make a basketball court to prosecute athletes who have committed crimes.
I think the thing is, like, there's so many athletes that have
committed crimes. That's why we need a separate court to prosecute
them. That's really smart, Philip. Mm-hmm. Thanks for bringing that up.
And we could even have like a soccer court since that's like a more pop. Oh, not soccer.
Well,
you have a tennis court.
No, I think we should have a tennis court that only holds two people at the same time. Like we need a court where you can have like 30,
a full jury,
40
a full jury.
Yeah, and like the lawyers and stuff. So I think basketball or soccer would be the best.
You would be a good lawyer.
You think?
Yeah, because like you never let anyone tell you anything. You know what I'm saying? You're very stubborn.
Is that like a compliment or?
It's an observation. I wouldn't call it a compliment. I think it's quite offensive, actually.
Okay.
Please don't cry, Carol.
Just keep going.
This is the third time she's cried today.
I'm really sensitive. But if you guys are watching this on YouTube...
Keep it up.
If you guys are watching this on YouTube, I do want to say sorry. I feel like I should just quit this podcast until I get a studio.
So if you are listening, this is what's happened. Our first episode was in our van, and then maybe like our first three episodes were in our van.
Yeah.
Then
we moved at like 1 a.m.
At 1 a.m.
This is the earliest we've recorded, and we're actually recording it the night before we have to post it.
Yeah, because we post on Monday.
Sorry, it's currently Molly. Sunday. That's my manager.
Yeah. So we have first three episodes we recorded in our van. Then we moved to Caroline's Porsche.
No, the Maserati first.
The Maserati. The Porsche second. Okay, I'm getting confused.
And then the I forget the other one. It's a foreign car. It's hard to pronounce.
Oh, the Mercedes. Bugatti.
Bugatti. Bugatti. Yeah. Bugatti for the third time, for the third car. But then we felt bad for flexing, so then we got a studio where we could film it, but then it turns out that we were breaking and entering, so...
They called us squatters, which is weird because I don't really do squats.
I don't work out.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want people calling me fat again.
She works out. She pays people to work out for her.
Yeah. I work out, like, as a lawyer, I think I, like, work out cases.
Yeah, work out math problems and stuff like that.
So now we're in our house because our family went to the bar. And we decided to stay home and work.
It's weird because Caroline's 21 now, so she can go to the bars, but it's really nice of her to stay here and, you know, talk to you guys.
Yeah.
I myself am 18 years old, so I have no other choice. So that's why I'm here.
Yeah. Well, like,
to be honest, you're not really giving me a reason to stay.
But, like, personally, like, I work so hard and I don't think I get the credit I deserve.
Yeah,
so,
well, yeah. Math credit.
Yeah, well, I didn't...
You haven't passed any of your classes.
Why would you get credit? I fell asleep during both of my AP tests in high school. So
yeah, Caroline took two APs in high school, which is pretty good. But she fell asleep during both exams.
I was graduating in a week. You think I'm going to take those seriously? Well, I didn't study for them and I didn't know what day they were on. I walked into my class and then I got a text from my friend 2 minutes before class starts. She goes... Caroline, are you going to go to the test? I think we have an AP test today. And I was like, oh, that's weird.
Wait, what were the APs? I think they're pretty
environmental
curious.
Science. Mm-hmm. I want to be an environmental lawyer, so I guess that makes sense. I changed my career path every single day. I thought social media was a move for a while, and then Jeffree Star, so which we'll get into.
What's the other AP?
Spanish, which I am Puerto Rican, and I did get a 2 because I did fall asleep. Because I was like, this is in my blood. I don't need to learn it.
If you're not sure, AP tests are ranked on like a 5-point scale.
Yeah.
And then she got a 2, which is
pretty bad. The 1 is the highest, though.
No, 5 is the highest.
Wait, what?
2 is not good at all.
Is that why mom and dad like didn't throw a party for me or anything for graduation? I think they were embarrassed.
Yeah. Caroline thinks she deserves to have a party thrown for her for literally any accomplishment ever. She did the dishes yesterday.
And no one thanked me.
And she wanted my mom to rent out like a 1,600 square foot like apartment in downtown for all her friends to go to.
For a party, and it didn't happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you are watching the video version, I'm sorry I have to apologize every freaking episode. I did lose my charger for my camera, so I'm recording it on my other camera. Which is like not as good, but it's still like really expensive. So I don't want to hear any comments about it.
Speaking of the Chargers, are you excited for next year's NFL season?
What's NFL? National Fight League?
It's National,
You don't even know?
I think it's...
National Fairy League. Is that where all the tooth fairies come together?
Yeah,
because we know, we dang well sure know that there are more than one tooth fairy. You're telling me?
Because how could one tooth fairy go all over?
Like a bee's wings flap like 100 times a second. Mm-hmm. There's no way a fairy can flap that fast.
Like even if it... was able to flap at like hummingbird speed, it could only like maybe cover a whole neighborhood in one night because you have to go through and have to find like a crack in the windows or something.
And our neighborhood is full of 80-year-olds, so there's a lot of people losing their teeth. So if you had to get dentures or veneers and you're really old, does the tooth fairy still come, or is that just when you're little?
No, I think the tooth fairy comes if the teeth is like in acceptable condition,
because
the tooth fairy uses the teeth. Like a lot of pawn shops will buy teeth, and that's where the tooth fairy goes. So they buy the teeth for like a couple bucks, and they put a couple bucks under the child's pillow. But then they'll sell the teeth for maybe like $20 to $30 an ounce.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
so that's a good investment.
So like, if the teeth that they're getting from these grandpas are in good condition, then they'll probably get money for them.
I was,
but if they're not, the tooth fairy probably won't come.
I was honestly thinking of doing a limited edition jewelry line and only making... How many teeth do you have in your mouth? Like 14 or something?
I think you have like 32, but I don't know.
Yeah, I was thinking about making 32 different...
I never counted them.
I never either. I'm thinking about making a 32-piece jewelry line where I just use my teeth. And because I'm getting veneers because I just, you know, they're not as good. My dad did pay $10,000 for my smile. And when men compliment me and say, "You have such a pretty smile," I say, "Thanks, my dad paid $10,000 for it." And they're like, "Wow, like, she's so cool. Like, I wish my parents loved me that much."
Can I give a hot take real quick?
Yeah, sure. People, well, the oven's on, so.
Yeah.
I guess it just makes sense.
Should be hot. People who don't agree with plastic surgery also had braces. I don't see the difference.
Not necessarily everyone, though.
I know, but, like, a lot of people who say, "Oh, don't change your appearance," also had braces to straighten their teeth.
Like,
so I don't get the difference. Is there a difference?
No, like, my grandma hates tattoos. I'm like, that's altering your body, so is... braces.
Altering.
Yeah. Like, I just think that's stupid.
I wanted to get, like, a lip tattoo.
Really?
On the inside.
What would it say?
Do you have any ideas? What about, like, brother?
Yeah, that's good. And I'll get... sister? I'll get, don't be ugly. I'll just get ugly. Dude, that'll be our next podcast episode. We'll, like, do our podcast when we have the tattoo.
I have to make sure, like, I use, like, baking soda because my gums are kind of inflamed right now.
I don't really care.
Well, that's what my dentist said.
But you know who does have veneers?
Who?
Jeffree Star.
Does he have veneers? Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure everything about him is fake.
Including his personality. No tea, no shade. No tea, no shade. But, like, I'm sure you guys have heard Jeffree Star. Phil actually hasn't heard about it.
No, okay.
What's happened recently.
So Caroline was like, "You know what? On this podcast, let's talk about Jeffree Star." And I was like, "I'd rather talk about the North Star, which is the brightest star in the sky."
Oh,
because I've never heard of Jeffree Star. You know?
That's really weird.
You're weird.
Okay.
But,
do you know what's happened with him? Maybe?
So Caroline was like, "No, there's a big story. There's a big reveal that I want to tell you, but I'm going to save it for this podcast." So I'm waiting for her to tell me, but I don't want to be rude about it. So just tell me whenever
you're
ready.
Okay. So apparently Jeffree Star either pays off or bribes drama channels to not report on his news, or he kind of encourages them to report on news, like scandals of people he doesn't like. From what I heard from Spill Sash's YouTube video, which is a drama channel YouTube video, and I also run a drama channel, but I'll get into that in a second.
have experience, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people actually were like, "Caroline, how did you blow up so quickly?" And I'm like, "Well, duh, I created a drama channel called Lipton Tea, and then I only reported on myself for a while. Well, first, obviously, to gain a following on that channel, I reported on, like, big stars that were bigger than me at the time. Now they're not, like, Jeffree Star and James Charlie.
Because you passed some subscribers, what, like, 2 years ago?
Yeah. So then once I got a following from that by using their name and manipulating my audience, then I reported on my own drama, which obviously I made up fake drama. I would say, "Caroline's biggest scandal." And then I would just talk about, like, how rich I was. And then that's kind of how I manipulated the whole internet into liking me. But, yeah, so I run a tea channel and...
Wait, can I just ask you one thing real quick? So, with the whole James Charles and Tati thing,
Which, if you guys didn't recall, I'm sure you know, but if you guys didn't, were you going to explain it?
No.
Okay. So, basically, James Charles, Tati, and Shane Dawson all kind of conspired to take James Charles down.
James Charles conspired to take himself down.
Oh, wait. Shane Dawson, Jeffree Star, and Tati.
Yeah.
Conspired to take James Charles down. They were talking about...
Shane Dawson wanted to?
Yeah, that's why everyone's mad at him. And he's also friends with a lot of problematic YouTubers, like Trisha Paytas, who claims she's transgender, but then, and has, like, dissociative personality disorder or something like that. Something that stuff you don't just try to clickbait for views, like, that's a terrible thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll just do anything to get views, and she'll just make up lies about her life, which is different from what I do, obviously. Sometimes I lie, but I don't offend people, hopefully.
So is everyone pretty much... So, like, she lied about all that stuff? Has everyone,
Trisha?
Well,
I think it's kind of come to realization that, yeah, she just lies. I think it's she just goes through waves of lies. She must
like
be a surfer,
pool.
Then.
Yeah.
So, like, Bethany, or what was her name?
Bethany Hamilton.
Yeah. Like, I feel bad comparing the two to each other.
Yeah,
but,
well.
Yeah. But, basically, Tati... Shane Dawson and Jeffree Star all kind of conspired against James Charles for some reason. I guess they just got to a point where they just were either jealous of him, or they, maybe one situation happened and then they're like, "You know what? Like, I think we need to expose him."
Because they used to all be friends, right?
Yeah, they were all in the beauty community. But then Jeffree Star went onto a podcast and was saying, like, why did we wouldn't conspire against him? Like, what would that do? Like, we all...
What would we gain from
that? Like, what would we gain from that? Like, we're all, like... beauty gurus, like we're all in our own lane, you know, whatever. People are saying that Jeffrey was just jealous of James because he was way more successful at a younger age than Jeffrey was, because Jeffrey had to like suffer a lot and like kind of, he went through the whole MySpace phase where he was like a singer, I don't know, punk rock or something.
And James got famous like pretty quickly.
Pretty quickly. And I think Tati felt like he used her. But I'm like, I don't know all the ins and outs, so maybe I shouldn't be talking. But I'm like, just the stuff that Jeffree Star has done in the past, like, I think he said the N-word. He, like, would just say so many derogatory things. And it wasn't
There's
just an isolated incident.
There's pictures of him
incident.
With, like, a Confederate flag and stuff
yeah.
like that.
It isn't so just kind of an isolated incident,
obviously
though.
Obviously really problematic.
Yeah. He, like, does it. Like, something will come out about him, and then he'll be like, oh, I'm sorry, like, that was in my past. And then something more recent will come out about him, like he... is like a horrible person and he'll just make excuses about it. And I'm yeah. like, why are we making horrible people famous? Like, he's worth millions of dollars.
Oh, he said on Shane's thing that he's worth $150 million, which obviously he was exaggerating.
No
I think
offense.
Maybe he wasn't. I don't
maybe
know.
Not, because I don't think he could afford to like burn like a Louis Vuitton or something like he did in his, or Chanel bag. I don't know.
He burned a bag.
Yeah, I think that's just like ridiculous. But
just give it to someone.
I know.
You take it.
No, I don't take charity. I do give, though. I'm very giving. But I feel like people are saying that he like uses people. So like people called him racist. So it came out that he had like a black beauty guru like under his wing, like kind of manipulating him. So then when they claimed Jeffree Star was like racist or like doesn't use diverse people in his makeup website and all that stuff, then he'll pull out his friend who is black, and then he'll be like, oh, well, I am, like, accepting of, like, all races. And then once he's done and he doesn't need the person anymore, he'll push him to the side.
Did that person come out?
Yeah, and they said, like, this is what he did to me, but I was scared to speak up about it because he has so much power, he has a big following, I didn't want my career to get destroyed. So, basically, going back to the whole James Charles thing, I just picked up bits and pieces, but I've... listened to a few videos. Yeah,
that's the only thing she picked up today because our room's a mess. She just throws out her clothes on the floor.
Shut up, our cleaning lady isn't here.
Okay, our cleaning lady lives in the west wing of the house. We're in the east wing. Okay, that's like a mile away.
Shut up.
She can't hear us.
I know. She probably could. Our house echoes.
Yeah, it echoes because like the ceilings are so high.
Yeah. But basically, he said on this podcast, going back to what I was saying, that he like. Why would he want to take James Charles down? Like, they're all in their own lane. They're doing their own thing.
Just let gravity take him down for you.
Exactly. Like,
right?
It's so stupid. Like, duh. basic physics. So stupid. But...
I can hear... when she whispers under her breath remarks, she thinks I can't hear her. She's like, he's so dumb.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, can you just let me tell my story?
Fine. I'll be quiet for the next...
After saying that, he basically said that, like, a drama channel, he's friends with, like, people who run drama channels, so then they'll be less inclined to speak out against his scandals and talk negatively about him. Like, this has come out, like, he's done this with a few people. And then he was talking with this one beauty guru lady, or a T-channel lady, about James Charles, like, basically how all this stuff is going to come out about him. So they were planning all this stuff to happen, and they were planning to publicly speak out against James Charles. And I remember when Jeffree Star went after Ian Jeffrey, which is
James Charles' brother.
This is also confusing. and, like, made him, like, really upset. So I don't
Thanks
know.
Thanks for that vague remark.
But I just remember that happening all last year because this happened a little over a year ago. But I'm like, dude, the kid's like literally 20. How old are you guys? Like 30?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, they're
it's
all 30.
It's kind of
30
weird because like Tati's what, like 40? 35?
Maybe. But I'm like, dude.
Shane is like getting to 35.
Yeah.
He's close. Because he's been on YouTube for like 15 years, I swear.
But I'm like, there was so much to come out about James Charles, whether it was true or not. But Shane Dawson and Jeffree Star, I think, are even more problematic than James Charles.
Yeah.
I don't really think... James, like, recently is, like... He's my BFF. But, like,
he's nothing, nice.
He's so nice. Like, I met him before, and not so flex, but, like, I mean, yeah, I did meet him, and he was... on camera and off camera was, like, genuinely so nice, and I don't understand why people would go after him.
He is, like, the same... Obviously, he's... Everyone's has skeletons on their closet.
Yeah.
But, like, James, to me, he seemed to, like, exactly how he is, like, on camera. He didn't seem fake at all,
exactly.
In my opinion.
I mean, yeah, everyone has, like, probably has had a scandal if they're in the public eye, especially at a young age.
Yeah.
Jeffrey shouldn't be having scandals anymore. He is, like, 35 or however old. But I just think it's
It just seems immature.
Yeah.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
And speaking of all of this drama, like, I wanted to bring up my own story because, yeah, I've met James Charles, and yeah, I have met Jeffree Star, and this is something I actually have not talked about on this podcast, so I'm just going to get into it.
Wait, you and Jeffree Star know each other?
I told you this. We don't know each other, but I met him.
Your stories are really forgettable. So
yeah, well, so are you. So basically, I was on Jeffree Star's payroll, and this story goes back to 2 years ago when I spent the summer in Michigan at my grandparents' house on Lake Erie. And
it's really spooky
know,
there.
Yeah, it's really spooky.
Lake Erie, like... Yeah. There's a ton of haunted houses.
Yeah, on Halloween, it's like a huge event. Like, a lot of people from the cemetery, like the ghosts come out
cemetery.
Of the graves.
Cemetery. Can ghosts have kids?
I was asking people that, and everyone said that they're a ghost. So now I just don't trust anyone.
Wait, if a ghost... if two ghosts have kids, is a kid like a baby, like a real baby, or is it a ghost?
I don't know. I think it could be either. It depends on whether on the bright side or the dark side. Whether they, as my mom would say, whether they've accepted that they're dead and move on into being a spirit, or if they still want to live on Earth and haunt other people, then they're a ghost.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, actually, speaking of that, ghosts, like, an old lady died where I sleep in my room, because our house is like 100 years old. So an old lady actually died exactly where my bed is, and someone died in our living room, and someone else got their face eaten off by their dog by our garden.
Really?
We know that, yeah, we know this because our neighbor grew up in her house. She's like 70 or something, and she grew up at the house next door. So.
Well, like, we live on in one of the Vanderbilt's old houses.
Yeah.
So it was a Vanderbilt or a Rockefeller?
I was thinking Rockefeller, because I remember Dad was saying that, like, they had a whole thing where, like, they all died and stuff. Yeah. So
we live in, like, I think it was the first mansion they built after they found oil.
Yeah, and this is in, like, the suburbs. Not the suburbs. This is... Someone actually said I lived in the suburbs. I'm like, girl, I've never lived in the suburbs. Not that that's a bad thing, but I'm like, come on. Oh, I thought someone was coming in our
house.
Maybe
a
it's
ghost.
A ghost. Yeah. So, basically, I spent my summer in Michigan at one of my grandparents' houses.
Isn't it pronounced Michigan?
Michigan, yeah.
Michigan.
Mm-hmm. So I was there, and I was working at this bakery. Kind of my parents wanted me to have responsibility, and they're like, Caroline, you can't just spend all your days at the country club looking for a rich man to marry. You're 16. Everyone here is like 45. That is not okay. And I was like, you know what, Dad? You are totally right. So I decided to get a job at the bakery, and that's because my dad's friend's son like owned it or something.
What's the bakery called? Just for free promo, you know?
Plenty of... pan, and pan is bread in Spanish.
Oh,
so
cool.
Going back to our whole language thing. Mm-hmm. By the way, comment down below or maybe leave a review and tell us what language you want us to speak in next. I'm thinking sign language for the whole podcast. So that means everyone's going to have to watch the video. Do you know sign language?
Well, I'm really good at like reading road signs.
Okay, cool.
And driving.
Yeah. So basically, I was working at this bakery in Michigan called Plenty O' Pan. Please go there. Their number is 614-953-8692. So if you live in Michigan, go hit them up. So while I was there working one summer, Jeffree Star kind of walked in and he was like, Caroline.
Why was Jeffree Star in Michigan?
Because his ex-boyfriend, Nate, his family lives in Michigan. Mm-hmm. And we live in Ohio, so it's kind of like, you know, it just makes sense. I wouldn't lie about that. just to clarify, he came in, I guess he was like, his family lives around that area, or maybe they were just vacationing there. And he was like, hey, can I have some rolls? And I was like, yeah, what kind of rolls would you like to pay for? And he said, the sourdough or the rye is fine. And then he paid for the rolls, and that's why I was on his payroll. I wasn't on his payroll, but he paid for the rolls, so therefore, I was on Jeffree Star's payroll.
That's so cool. I was expecting something more.
Well, he told me I was pretty, and he said, girl, I'll get you on the PR list if you're ever popular, and then obviously I got a huge following on YouTube, and I DM'd him about it, and he never, like...
So you're not on the PR list
no,
yet?
No, I'm not on the PR list yet, but it's okay. I'd rather support my boy James, so...
What other lists are you on? The A-list?
Yeah, I'm an A-list celebrity. Mm-hmm. A list, what's that book they had in Mean Girls? The Burn List? The Burn Book?
That's not a list.
Oh, what's a list? A lisp?
A lisp. Shh. You are in a burn book? Whose?
I don't know, someone probably burned it. I've had a lot of bad things happen to me lately, I wouldn't be surprised.
Really?
Yeah.
No, everyone struggles, so it's good that you were
open struggled
about
once
it.
Or twice.
Once or twice?
Yeah, but then Jeffree, he was just, I like ran into him a few more times and he bought more bread, so I was on his payroll.
Is he staying in that town?
Yeah. So some of you guys might be clicking on this video thinking, wow, Caroline, I mean, maybe I misled you a little bit there. You might be thinking, wow, Caroline, I can't believe he like paid you. Well, he didn't pay me directly. He was obviously going to Plenty O' Pan Bakery Incorporated. They're actually a chain, so if you're out in like LA or Washington or Wisconsin, they have locations out there, too.
What was he doing with all that bread?
By the way, this video is sponsored by Plenty of Pan. We had to do the ad read now.
Okay. Plenty of Pan, where you can get plenty of bread for all your pan bread, breaded needs that are made
in. They have
in
low
pans.
Carb and vegan and gluten-free options.
Mm-hmm. And the gluten-free options are free.
Yes, so you don't have to pay for it. Anyway, you were saying?
Oh, I was just... Was I saying?
I don't know. You were just talking.
Oh. Well, you interrupted me with the ad read. I wasn't ready for that.
Okay, anyway.
Did I get my lines right?
You got it right, yeah. So,
I
remember
no,
telling
you, definitely,
you about this.
You definitely misled people.
You think?
The title, exactly.
Sorry.
You're canceled next.
Okay, anyway. I think we should just go into female.
I think
don't
we should do female, too.
Yeah.
And it should be free male.
Free male. We should start calling it free male because a lot of our colors are actually male. But I want to call it female for female empowerment, but honestly, it doesn't even matter at this point.
A lot of the colors are male.
and I love that.
That's cool.
I guess they just probably think I'm pretty or something. Okay, so this one is from... Oh, shoot, he didn't say his name. I don't know his name.
We'll just make up a name. What about...
Nicholas.
Nicholas from...
South Dakota.
No, that's lame. Okay. Nicholas from...
Antarctica. He's one of the scientists.
Yeah. Nicholas from Southern Bay, Antarctica.
Yes.
Penguin Bay,
yeah.
Okay. I watch your podcast, and now I'm not ugly, but I have a question. How do you feel about someone calling someone a Karen, or Sharon, or Shannon, or Haley? Like, what's your opinion on that?
Thank you, Nicholas from South Penguin Bay,
Antarctica.
That
was a good question.
Yeah.
And it deserves a good answer.
Okay,
Caroline,
I have an answer.
Take him away.
I'm omnipotent, omniscient. basically, I think that if you have an ugly name like Hunter, Kyle, Haley, blah, 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 jibber, jabber, yip, yap, ding, dong, you should be able to legally change your name for free. Like, you shouldn't even have to pay the court fees or anything to change your name. Like, your parents clearly hate you. If your name is Karen, you could legally change it. Obviously, I have a pretty name, so I don't have to deal with that. But I just want to let you know, if you are named Haley, Karen, whatever, I feel for you, and I know that must be one of the biggest struggles anyone could ever go through.
No, I agree. Like, I just don't think it's fair. If you were given like a really bad name that you can't control.
Yeah.
And
no control. Like when.
And then it becomes like a meme. Like you should be allowed.
Yeah,
to change it for like, free. Why should you have to pay?
If your name is Karen, like I'm sure you're not always mean to managers. Mm-hmm. You know, like there's some managers named Karen. So I think it's just like offensive to like just mm-hmm. assume that a whole name like does a certain trait.
Well, were there any Karens at Plenty of Pan that you worked at? Were there any like weird or annoying customers?
I would
customers?
Say Jeffrey and how did you deal? Star is kind
he
of
was a
Karen.
Karen.
Yeah.
What did he do? You said he was nice to you.
Well, yeah, to me. That's because I'm pretty. But like to uglier people, he was just kind of like,
give me my bread.
Yeah. He's like, give me my roll. Or else I'm not going to pay you.
Didn't he say he ruled the world? But he said it like, I roll the world.
I mean, were you there?
No, but it would just sound, it sounds like something he'd say.
It was so stupid. Just don't ever say that again. I'm going to have to edit that out. Anyway, yeah, I think that was, like, such a good observation, Philip. You're really smart. But, yeah, I also worked with a few people named Karen. I also went to high school with a few people named Karen.
Are they any more Karen-like than the average Karen that you see on memes? You know what I'm saying? Like, are Karens,
I mean, their name's Karen.
Are people named Karen more likely to talk? I mean, act like a Karen. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I wouldn't say that I'm friends with them. I just said they worked with me. I don't actually associate with anyone I work with. True. Well, worked with, because obviously I'm my own girl. Hashtag girl boss now. I did, like, have a few jobs. And not because I needed money, but just because I wanted to be normal. And I wanted to, like, blend in with, like, my friends and stuff. Because a lot of them didn't come from affluence like me. What's affluenza? Is that affluenza?
Affluenza is when you're, like, rich and you don't know right from wrong.
Oh, yeah. They didn't have affluence. And they didn't have affluenza, but I did have affluenza.
You
had
both?
Had affluenza. Yeah, it was really hard. I had to go to the hospital.
I lied. Affluence is actually like a stench. Oh. So I just made you say that. And okay. Now they'll know that you smell bad.
Okay. Is well, that rude? That's better than what I thought. I thought affluenza was like the longer name for the flu. I was like,
that's influenza.
You have I'm not even kidding. That wasn't supposed to be a joke.
Influenza?
I'm so smart. Yeah. Oh my God. Wait, Philip. Why? Okay, that's horrible because I'm an influencer.
You have
influenza because I'm constantly influencing people. Like,
that's
it's
not,
so hard
that's
to not
offensive,
influence people.
Caroline.
Why? I've had the flu before.
I don't think influence is influenza the flu.
No, influenza is the flu, but if you're an influencer, you can have influenza because you're constantly influencing people. Can we
it's
make
not
that
how
a
it
thing?
Works.
That's
no.
funny.
You want to reclaim the word?
Yeah. Well, like,
I mean, you know, all power to you.
If I honestly
I
went to court, though.
I don't think people would be happy about it.
If I went to court, though, I probably would not get convicted of any crime, no matter what the circumstance was, because I would just be like, oh, she has affluenza, like, she can't control it.
Yeah.
Because there was that one kid, I think in Florida or something, his parents were really rich, and they just bought him a house when he was still in high school, like 15 or 16 years old. I don't even know if he had his driver's license, or maybe he did. He was just a new driver. And basically, he got in a car accident and killed, like, five people. And he didn't have to go to jail or anything. I think he was, like, drunk driving. I'm not exactly sure, but I remember hearing about this on the news. And he didn't have to go to jail because they said he had affluenza.
Didn't his family, like, run to Mexico?
Probably. They probably had, like, a vacation house there.
It was weird. No. I remember hearing about that.
Do our grandparents have a vacation house in Mexico?
They have a vacation house in Mexico City.
Oh.
But it's more like a penthouse.
Oh, yeah. No, we don't go to penthouses unless it's, like, they own the whole hotel.
The building.
Apartment building?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. That's so stupid.
Townhouses are very, like, the classy ones. If I had to live in, like, anywhere, I'd want to live in, like, a townhouse.
I want to live in the
country. Because it's, like, by the city. You want to live in the country?
Yeah.
What country?
Like, I don't know, like, Paris or something?
Paris is my favorite country.
I love Paris. It's so, like, bougie. Baguette. Yeah. Baguette. I think we've been over that. Like, that's so stupid. I also wish my name was Paris.
People with, like, city names.
Like, they're cool. They're probably well-traveled.
Like, what's, like, a...
I mean, not...
If you had to pick, like, a city name, what would it be?
Azerbaijan. I'd probably name her daughter that.
I think that's a country.
Oh, well.
You could do, like, Baku.
Oh, is that a place there?
Mm-hmm.
What about, like, what's a place in Greenland? Or, like, oh, Oslo. I'd name my daughter, my dog, Oslo.
That's
shout out
cool.
to everyone from Norway. I'll call him Ozzy.
Isn't that a person on Survivor?
I don't know.
That's the one.
I mean, I'm going to apply to the show still.
Yeah, she's going to apply to Survivor. So if everyone can email Jeff Probst.
Yeah, email him now and say an applicant, which hasn't applied yet, is applying. And you should definitely, like, get her on the show because she's so funny and pretty and, like, she'd be the best asset. We've already talked about that in a previous episode.
I know, but if you keep hitting the nail on the head, it's the law of the attraction and then it'll happen.
I don't do blue collar work. I'm not going to hit a nail.
Whatever.
The only time I did that was in volleyball and I broke my nail and I had to go to the ER because it was bleeding. So stupid.
ER. What does that stand for?
Emergency.
Ready?
Yeah.
Like, I'm ready for the emergency. Yeah. That would make sense.
Response.
Emergency response.
Yeah.
Caroline, for a while, wanted to be a nurse. I think we talked about this. Yeah. But, like, she would be the worst nurse ever.
Okay, my dad just wanted a good image for when he ran for public office.
And, like, having a daughter as a nurse, like a public servant.
Well, he already has one daughter that's a nurse, my older sister, but she's kind of, like, the prodigy of the family. But, I mean, so he got what he wanted. Like, I decided that I was just going to let her do that as a job, but I wanted more of, like, I wanted to be more of an influenza, so, like...
An influencer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So... Therefore, I didn't need to, like, do blue-collar work like that.
Right.
I'm more of a white-collar work person. That's why I wear white a lot, to let people know that I only do corporate work.
It was kind of, like, offensive that you wore white to our aunt's...
funeral?
Yeah. Great aunt.
Okay. I didn't even know her. I didn't even know her. She has such a big family. I mean, I was in her will, but, like...
What'd you get? Will, was that one of her servants?
Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, he works for you now.
Yeah, he works for me. I fired him.
How much did you pay him?
I fired him.
Why?
Well, no, I didn't actually have to pay him. He already had a salary predetermined from the will. So she already paid him for 10 years. But then
that's
I felt bad for him.
That's called indentured servant.
Oh.
Carol, those are illegal. I don't think they are.
Well, if they're being paid.
What's the difference between that and an indentured servant?
I've never heard. I think the other one has dentures. Like, Will probably had dentures. That's probably why. And she probably paid for them.
Mm-hmm.
Or veneers. Veneers are when they screw it into your gums.
Wait, really?
Yeah, they, like, screw it into your gums. I'm pretty sure.
Do you have to take out your other teeth?
Well, so yeah, they shave them down. I'm pretty sure.
It just totally replaces?
They either screw them or they glue them onto your other teeth, but they shave your teeth down. So if you don't know what veneers are, you probably are like, what the heck?
That gives me the jitters.
I just went to a really privileged high school, and a lot of people had veneers.
Really?
Yeah, a couple people. But that's because their teeth were kind of messed up.
And you just can't fix from there.
Yeah. So they shave down your teeth, and then they put caps on it. But dentures, you take them out, and you have to put them in, like, Fixident or whatever that's called. By the way, this podcast is sponsored by Fixident. I'm just kidding.
Like, in your car?
Yeah.
Caroline ran into a gate.
Dad's going to listen to this podcast and know. So basically, my car is, like, obviously really nice. It's like a... Wait, which one was I driving that day?
It was a Mercedes G-Class because...
No, it was a G-Wagon because I dented it behind the wheel and no one noticed a tire on the back. So... Basically, I opened our gate. The motor wasn't working for it to automatically open. And our dog was outside, and I was like, ugh, I don't want her to get hit by the car. So I was like, hey, Philip, hold her back. So Philip only opened one side of the gate, and obviously I'm not used to opening the gate. Like, I don't even know how to do it. I think you just, like, push it or something.
Yeah, it's not that hard.
So I was watching our dog because I didn't want to run her over because she's a fast dog. It's, like, genetic. We're all, like, really good runners. And I was backing out, and one gate wasn't open, and I just ran into it. And I blamed Philip.
She, like, blames me for everything that she does.
Because you're distracting me.
She's like, Philip, you don't know how to open the gate. I'm like... You didn't even open it. You're the one who doesn't know how to open it.
Well, I didn't want to run over our dog.
Well, there was that one time that I actually locked the keys in the car.
Yeah, when we were filming a YouTube video, Philip locked the keys in the car and literally left the motor. Like, the car was on.
Like, I didn't take the keys out of the thing.
And the thing was, I didn't even want him to... We were filming a bit for a YouTube video, and I pulled up to the thrift store, got out, and I didn't want to do this bit. I was like, it's fine. I could just park and, like, film right in front of the store, like, just standing in front of it. But he insisted that I film this bit of where I made him take the car and drop me off in front like a brat. I mean,
like a valet.
Yeah, he was my valet. And then he walks over, he goes, Caroline, the car's on, and I left the keys in the car. So we had to call Will, And William, our butler, had to, like, freaking
drive over.
It was so disrespectful.
It was so embarrassing, too, because Will pulled up in, like, a really, like, old car.
It had rust. It was so embarrassing. I don't even know what Rust is.
And, like, we had to, like, talk to him, yeah.
Rusty was my friend from high school.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it, like, had this, like, is rust the brown stuff on the car?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was...
It was, like, rusting.
Disgusting.
I was about to run home. Speaking of running, though, I personally think, and I mentioned this to Philip, I was thinking about writing a bill to our local city council, saying, hopefully it can go up to the Supreme Court eventually, but saying that if you want to run for president, you have to be able to run a 5K. Because obviously if you can't run a 5K, then you can't run a country.
That's true. I don't think Biden or Trump can run a 5K.
This isn't a political podcast.
I'm just saying.
I could give them beauty advice.
It's not about politics. It's about athletic. Because they're both like 80 years old.
Yeah. I mean, I personally, I'm not going to be political because I'm not a political person. I just believe in equality for everyone. But I'm saying that I think.
That's very vague.
Exactly. I won't get canceled. I actually don't have a, like, I don't. Because I think, well, with this whole Jeffrey Epstein thing, you never know what people's intentions are. I'm very wary.
She votes. You vote.
I am a woman, yes. I don't know who I'm going to vote for. This would be the first time I vote ever.
Vote for Biden. No. Or
I can give beauty advice to these presidential candidates.
Caroline's the type of person to, like, waste her vote on a third-party candidate that obviously won't win.
Please vote for me. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do that.
You're just going to vote for yourself. That's throwing
it away. My senior year of high school, people voted for my history teacher, and she got so mad.
Really?
She's like, you basically just threw your vote away. Or, like,
she was...
She had to have been flattered.
Flattered, yeah.
No, she was pissed.
Really?
She almost, like, made the girl, like, go into the hallway. She was so mad.
What did she say? She's like, I voted for you.
Yeah, and she's like, why would you do that? You basically just threw away your right to vote. And I was like, honestly, I feel like that's really hypocritical. Mm-hmm. Because every person's voice can be heard.
Mm-hmm. And maybe, what if she did win? What if other people voted for it, too?
Yeah, true. I don't know. But if I had to give beauty advice to the presidential candidates, I'm going to make this short and sweet. Trump. Maybe use a more tanned...
Save Barron, by the way.
Save Barron. Everyone's saying, like, save Barron on TikTok. Because
everyone
thinks
he's
cool.
Are so mean to him.
I doubt Melania is. I want to save Melania, too, though.
Save Melania.
She seems cool. She's like my fashion inspo. Love her fashion line.
Hello.
Have you guys seen that TikTok where someone edited her talking in an interview? Well, I forget, Anderson Cooper maybe, mm-hmm. was interviewing her. And they edited it to sound like she was saying hello while he was asking a question. So I believed that and I thought she was actually a robot. But yeah, there's a whole Save Barron movement going around because everyone thinks he's so nice. But he doesn't have social media, so no one knows that they want to save him.
Yeah, he doesn't even know that he's, like, a huge
object. Like a meme, yeah.
Anyways, what is your beauty advice for
Trump?
Okay,
Trump, stop using orange self-tanner. You need to go for, like, none, okay? You're 80, so, like, stop doing that. Also, should start training for your 5K now if you want to win the presidential election because you can't run. Like, you probably can't.
Right.
Biden. Maybe if you would use a little bit more contour or mascara or something, so people will be distracted from what you're actually saying, and they'll just be mesmerized by your face, because we all know that some of the stuff you say is uncalled for. But that's for Trump too.
That's even more for Trump.
But
Biden's is more confused.
He's just confused. But, like,
Trump,
if you wore more contour, then more people would be, like, less, they would pay less attention.
Yeah, Biden is just, like, kind of... He just gets his words mixed up. Like, one time he said his, like...
He, like, licked his wife on the face with a hand or something.
One time he said his wife was his sister. Like, he got them confused.
But doesn't Trump have Ivanka, like, sit on his lap still?
Yeah, Trump is so weird about that. He said he would date Ivanka.
Weird. If he wasn't his daughter.
If she wasn't his daughter.
But weren't they both? I don't know if Biden was, but I know Bill Clinton and Trump were both kind of involved in the Jeffrey Epstein. If you guys didn't hear about that, that's a different podcast episode. Go listen to, like, the
crime junkie
trailer. Yeah.
What are we talking about this? We literally know nothing.
Go watch the Netflix documentary, Filthy Rich. Like, I honestly am, like, scared. Like, I don't believe anything these days. That's why I'm just, like, I just don't trust anyone. That's why I hide out in my room a lot. Also, I'm just an introvert. I'm actually not. I'm an extrovert.
Why do you do this?
Because I think it's cute. It's flirty.
She's, like, sticking your hair behind your ear.
Like the Debbie Ryan. Mm-hmm. Did you see that interview with Debbie Ryan?
About Pokemon or no, Mario Kart?
Just, I think she's just like, yeah.
She seems so funny. Am I the only one who thinks she's so cool?
I think she's cool.
Like, she seems literally really
said
out
in
there.
An interview. She said in there. An interview, I sat down with the CEO of Disney and I was like, we're going to make history. I'm like, and then they made Jessie. What, Jessie?
I guess that's history.
I guess it is, because it's in the past, so we're probably going to learn about it in the history books, mm-hmm. just like people will learn about this podcast. But,
yeah.
No, I'm like, as a 18, 19 when she did that? Like, I'm 21 and I still couldn't do that now, and my dream is to be on a Disney show. Mm-hmm. So, like...
You would have been good in that show. Dude, like, I would have been so nanny, good. As, like...
Wait, was she a nanny?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to do that. I want to be one of the kids. I want to be Skye.
Because they're rich?
Yeah.
But, like, Skye has her own issues.
Yeah, well... I think she just destroyed her family's life. But that's also something we're not going to get into right now.
I don't really know the details.
Yeah, I don't know the details about that. Go watch Spill Sesh's video. Mm-hmm. Or I might be making a video later tonight on my Lipton Tea channel, my drama mm-hmm. channel. We'll see. I'm kidding. Don't actually look up that, because that's not my drama channel, if that's a thing. I don't run a drama channel.
She doesn't want to associate herself.
I wasn't
drama. Also, I have no idea what about the Skye Jackson situation at all.
Yeah,
I just saw one TikTok about it.
Yeah, but obviously what you read on the internet is not always true. Unless you hear it from me. So, yep. I think that's it. Do you have anything else to add?
I think I'm pretty good.
Yeah, we have to go.
Before we say anything else, then we have no idea what we're saying.
Well, I kind of do. Like, I didn't get a 2 on my AP test for, like, no reason. Like, I'm smart.
I'm looking at that umbrella, and it matches my shirt. Is that weird? Can I show them?
If you want, but, like, I'm just going to edit this out because it's so stupid. I'm just going to go for it.
Oh, shit.
Help me. I hate my brother.
Look at it. Okay. This umbrella matches my shirt. Isn't that weird?
You look like you go to an Ivy League school. Like, that's Notre Dame. Is Notre Dame an Ivy League school?
It is.
Really?
Yeah.
It's Do they not, have Ivy on their building?
Yeah, it's just
what makes it's what makes an Ivy League school Ivy League?
If they have, like, Ivy on, like, their building.
Ivy Park, like Beyonce's fashion line, or just,
no,
like,
Blue
Ivy?
No, Blue Ivy, like her daughter.
Well, she's, like, 8. You can't just, like, make her do this stuff. She was
Don't
on
ask me,
so
ask
stupid.
You.
Anyway, thanks for listening to today's podcast. I'm going to get this up. I have to edit it, like, right now. My editor is going to edit it.
We'll send it over.
Yeah, we'll send it over.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
We love you all. And, okay.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for Dungeon Masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.